got their report before I talk to the leaders in a couple of minutes.
Oh, are they finally going to get out?
Well, the assholes are supposed to call me, but I've been waiting here for an hour.
God, that's ridiculous.
And, no, they were supposed to, I was going to have done a coffee at 4 o'clock.
I knew you were.
And I knocked it off at 5:30 when they weren't here. I just said, well, just told Timmons to say I knew they'd want to have a drink or something. And and they didn't deserve it anyway, the way they've acted.
So they've been just as irresponsible as hell. Well,
it's the word. It's the most irresponsible Congress we've ever had.
It really is. I know you don't want to go too hard on them, or at least John said you didn't, but it's
particularly my... I don't think it's going to be particularly helpful to us. I will if it will help, but I don't want to mobilize, frankly, Connolly's friends.
No, that's right. The only
that's
thing
the
that,
problem I have.
The only thing I think they need to be hit on hard, Mr. President, is the... we're not going to let them get away with increasing taxes. I think that's the one damaging thing that may come out of this week is that with the override of the veto and the defeat of the spending ceiling, that maybe now people are going to say, well, you see, the taxes will go up.
Well, we're going to do as much as we can, but all we can do, I'm going to have that meeting with, Weinberger and Scheiss. I'd have Ehrlichman do the briefing because he'll do it better than they will.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll do that. Friday.
Well, the best lines that you have taken, Mr. President, are those that, we're just going to crack down, we're going to toughen up, we're going to tighten up, we'll pare the budget to the bone, but by God, we're not going to let those taxes go up, no matter how irresponsible the Congress is.
We can hit that, I think.
I think so.
I think it's so confusing, though, to the public, the Congress screwing around and so forth. It's not going to get through if we can put, we ought to be able to confuse it a little on our side.
Well, that's exactly
the
point.
On them.
And I just think that,
because we stood up for what is right, and they voted for a tax increase.
That's right.
Yet I don't want to say there's going to be a tax increase. That's the other thing.
We'll say that we're going to continue the fight. And when the Congress comes in, that'll be our top priority. By God, we're not going to let them get away with it.
That's the line.
Stand for the American taxpayer.
The line that Ehrlichman, Weinberger, and Scheiss will all take.
Meany called Schultz today to thank him for your saying that International Labor Group yesterday.
Did he and get the part? Well, that was a damn good tribute to him,
No, God, and he wants to print that your statement. And
thank me for what I said about the work they had done.
And he said, John Kennedy made a speech very similar to that. He said, I was thinking maybe we'd run two of them side by side, but Kennedy said what he said. He said it was very beautiful. He said Kennedy made a speech.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just
politically. He's one of the smartest politicians.
Exactly. He's not. It's not that he's just. He's just of the working man's point of view. I mean, he's got a pretty sophisticated level of intelligence. But he is saying that that's an issue that people understand. They relate to.
Let me tell you the Monday night thing, even though it was so forth. But amnesty and not leaving the faith of the POWs to the mercies of our enemies. That paints the difference between me and McGovern.
Yes.
Without ever mentioning McGovern. You agree?
I do, Mr. President. I think you start a week like this with that kind of an appearance, and now we've got other good things going on this week, despite all the jackassery of the Congress.
Yeah.
And then you end the week with the Connally speech. It's just
revenue sharing. We're going to do that. Everybody thinks that's great. I think it's just fine, and it'll be a nice little picture show, but nobody gives a goddamn about it.
No, they really don't.
The folks don't. Follow up, if you will, on the tax thing. As I said, we're on the same track because I got Ehrlichman all set. We're good. I'm going to take him and Schultz and Weinberger with me to Camp David prior to going to Remnant, and then we'll feed that story out. And I'm going to take up all the bills. I'm going to veto bills all next week. You know, we're going to veto the EPW appropriation.
Good.
And
one, you see, when we do that, Mr. President, each one
is a chance to make the little speech.
Yeah, it's a chance to make our point about taxes, and it shows you very busy still handling the heavy responsibilities that you have here, and it's a reason to not be out on the hustings. I know that.
Right. Well, I know about all that argument.
Yeah.
Mansfield,
it's a sad group. It really is. Get the good leadership.